I am Kaiwan Tan, and I'm from the Eagle Nest House.
That's Tlingit Master Carver Dave Galanin. Over 3 decades of artistic endeavors in Sitka, Dave has received lots of recognition for his work. But this year, something unusual happened. Not only did Dave receive a sizable grant from Alaska's Rasmussen Foundation, his two sons, Nicholas and Jared Galanin, also received artist grants from the same private foundation.
This is definitely the first time that we've had individuals from the same family receive awards in the same year.
That's foundation spokesman Jason Smart. Every year, hundreds of Alaskan artists submit grant applications to the private foundation, which directly supports artists working and living in the state. When the 2014 recipients were announced, it took the Galanins by surprise. Here's Dave again.
I didn't know that my boys put in for it, and they didn't know that I did. When I got the call, I was down at the beach here throwing a ball for my dog. I get a phone call, and it's a guy from Rasmussen, and it was kind of hard to contain myself, but I was like pretty excited then.
They told him not to tell anyone until foundation staff made an official announcement.
So, and I didn't say anything, and then I get a call from Jared, and he's like, "Hey, Dad, I got some good news. I got the Rasmussen." I said, "Wow, way to go. I guess I might as well tell you, too." I said, "I got the Rasmussen grant, too." It was funny, though. Nick didn't get anything. He didn't get a call, you know. It was just, you know, I guess I didn't get mine.
Nicholas got his call the next day.
So we all went up to Anchorage, and that was really fun. Apparently, we only go on family vacations if we win awards. So.
Dave and Nicholas each received artist fellowships, an award of $18,000 designed to give mid-career and mature artists the time and money to create. Jared won a project award, which comes with a no-strings-attached cash award of up to $7,500 for the creation of a specific artwork. Right now, he's figuring out what exactly that'll be. Unlike his brother, Jared hasn't pursued a career as an artist full-time.
Last year was the first time I had a full-time job in a long time because I always bounce around. I was a land surveyor. Before that, I've worked as a shipwright, I've worked as a carpenter, I've worked as a commercial fisherman.
Yet his jewelry is on display in Anchorage galleries and at the Devilfish, the Sitka gallery owned and operated by the Galanin brothers.
Yeah, and I've always had artwork somewhat in the background and would be happy to make an occasional sale.
But that is changing, says Jared.
I've just really been focusing on the gallery and thinking about art projects and experimenting with that.
With his fellowship grant, Dave said he's going to increase the scale of his work and shoot for a one-man show somewhere in the Pacific Northwest.
I've actually started a full-size, life-size Chilkat robot of copper.
Nicholas is a conceptual artist whose work is shown in galleries and museums around the world. This month, the Galanin brothers attended the opening of Nicholas's current show at Seattle's Fry Art Museum. And after that, Nick will head to Japan for another show opening. His award is already partly spent, he said.
I'll get new equipment, and I'll get some new tools and materials, and I've already started and even have finished some new projects from that anticipation of getting that check.
While they pursue their current projects separately, it's clear the Galanins collaborate well together. Here's Jared.
I work with Nick a lot, and Nick's my neighbor. Late at night, we'll just stay up and brainstorm and talk about art and just do different projects. We hunt sea otter. We both want to do the fish skin. So that really excites me, just being able to work with my brother.
And thanks to these art grants, the Galanins can do that more often. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Greta Mart.